little's all you can do to keep me smiling. Keep thinking that you matter in the end, but you don't even know my plans now, do you? So to you I will continue to condescend, and I'll rule for as long as you will let me. If you don't agree, then you will suffer pain, but I won't let you call me Tom Riddle. No, don't you ever even dare to speak my name. I'll thank you to refer to me as the Dark Lord. It's more my awesomeness than it is my pride. You'll not know me as Tom Riddle Jr. You'll just hide under my powerful evil side, and I'll be in charge as long as you will let me. The pure blood's natural rule they will claim, but I won't let you call me Lord Voldemort. Don't you ever dare to even speak my name.
I was just a melancholy orphan when along comes a crazy guy in a purple suit, setting my dresser on fire. I thought, wow, I wish I could do that. Next thing I knew, I was at Hogwarts, learning magic. Son of a gun if I didn't figure out how to become immortal. No one could stop me at that point. Look out, world, it's all about me now. I mean, I always knew I was special. Heck, I could talk to snakes. And not only that, I know all the secrets of Hogwarts now. First I take over the ministry, fool them into thinking it's about their power, then it's on to rule the world. Ha, it's good to be me.
Just when my power seemed everlasting, the prophecy about my end was made.
Oh, come on, who are you kidding? The end of me?
It tied my fate inexorably to Potter's.
Who is this Potter kid? What does he think he's gonna do to me?
Threatened to undo my masquerade.
Oh, no, you didn't.
But I'll rule for as long as you will let me. My power I will force you to proclaim.
Well, if you know what's good for
me. You won't ever question this is providence.
Not only that, but it was meant to be.
And don't you ever call me by my name.
This is me you're talking to.
Now don't you ever call me by my name.